Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Jury selection is set to begin next week for former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to a 34-count felony indictment regarding hush money payments made before the 2016 presidential election. More from NPR's Mena Bustillo.
This is the first criminal trial featuring a former or sitting president, and Trump is the presumptive GOP nominee for the 2024 election. Still, jurors will not be asked for whom they have or will vote, nor will lawyers question them about their political affiliations or campaign contributions. Judge Juan Merchan believes those views will be made clear through other questions. These include where and how they consume news, if they have ever attended a rally or campaign event for Trump, volunteered for his campaign, or been part of any, quote, anti-Trump efforts. The jurors will also be asked if they have read or listened to any podcasts or books by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, and if they are a member of a list of extremist and white supremacist groups. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene continues to make her case for the ouster of House Speaker Mike Johnson, but NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Greene could face pushback from other Republicans.
Congresswoman Greene wrote to members of the Republican conference to say she believes Speaker Johnson has breached his duty to the party. Green has taken initial steps for a so-called motion to vacate, but has yet to force a vote on the plan. Such a vote is allowed under conference rules. Many Republicans in the House have pushed against another ouster following the forced removal of Johnson's predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, last year. They warn a Johnson ouster could allow Democrats an opportunity to take the speakership in a tightly controlled Republican House. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers today pressure on Israel to improve humanitarian aid to Gaza appears to be working, though he said more work needs to be done. At a Senate hearing, Austin said the U.S. has seen changes in Israel's behavior and hopes it will continue. The session was interrupted several times by protesters who shouted at him to stop sending weapons to Israel. Norfolk Southern's agreed to settle a class-action lawsuit in the aftermath of last year's train derailment in eastern Ohio. NPR Scott Horsley reports the accident resulted in the spill of hazardous chemicals.
Norfolk Southern's agreed to pay $600 million to settle claims from people living within 20 miles of where the train left the track in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad has already paid more than $1 billion towards the cleanup and promised to set up a fund for residents' long-term health care needs. Tesla's also settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a man who was killed when his car crashed into a highway barrier. The man was using Tesla's autopilot feature. Terms of that settlement were not disclosed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 9 points. The Nasdaq rose 52 points. You're listening to NPR. Chemical plants nationwide are being asked to reduce their toxic emissions, the kind that in some cases have been linked to cancer. That's under terms of new EPA rule designed to protect communities that are facing industrial pollution from chemical plants. The rule would cover more than 200 chemical facilities nationwide in Texas, Louisiana, the Ohio River Valley, West Virginia, and elsewhere. Parts of Russia are being hit by the worst flooding in decades. It's also causing chaos in neighboring Kazakhstan. More from NPR's Philip Reeves.
Melting snows and torrential rains are causing havoc, and officials say it could soon get worse. The affected areas include parts of the Ural Mountains and western Siberia, and stretch across Russia's southern border into Kazakhstan. Online footage shows thousands of properties underwater, and residents and their pets being rescued by dinghy. In three of Russia's regions, the authorities have ordered tens of thousands of people to seek refuge in evacuation centres. Much of the city of Orsk was flooded after the Ural River, one of the longest in Europe, burst through a dam embankment. Now concern is shifting to Orenburg, a city of more than 500,000 people on the same river. Reports say water levels there are rising rapidly. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
The money-losing U.S. Postal Service is out with another proposed rate increase. The Postal Regulatory Commission today filing a plan that would raise the rate of a first-class stamp from the current 68 cents to 73 cents. If approved, the 5-cent increase in the price of a so-called forever stamp would go into effect in mid-July. For the 12 months ending in September, the Postal Service reported a $6.5 billion net loss. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.